So my buddies ask me, do you really use the DraftKings Sportsbook app? This is my phone, and I've got it on there. Check it out. It's so much fun. The casino part, it's crazy. But what's going on in sports right now, think about it. You've got baseball, you got basketball, hockey, football, college, and pro. It takes it to a next level. It's so much fun. The games become even more enjoyable. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that code CSX. You're going to love it. I know I do. Sportsbook app. Lot to get to for a quiet Wednesday night. Good Lord. Red Wings on the road tonight in Boston. Pistons host the Sixers at the Slice tonight. Okay, I don't even know who's on the Sixers right now. Half the guys don't want to play for him anymore, so we'll see who's there. I know Joel will be here tonight. Okay. Now, let's get busy with stuff that happened yesterday. Tigers make a trade for Reds catcher Tucker Barnhart. Two-time Gold Glove catcher. Decent stick, 250 hitter.
Yeah.
For a catcher is good.
That's all you need.
And they talked about Al Avila was all over this, saying, like, this is the guy we wanted for these young, to handle these young pitchers. Did you hear what he said about the young pitching staff?
No.
He goes, every time you guys brought in another pitcher, we never got a break. Everybody threw like 100 miles an hour. He's like, we played against you guys and went, good God, how many arms do they have? So it'll be interesting to see how he works in. And then you got Haas, who can just swing a bat. They'll platoon at catching, and then I would assume that he's going to get some time in left field.
Right. Yeah, left field, DH.
But then you got Riley Green, and you got Torkelson, and all these other guys coming up, and what do you do with Miggy?
It's good problems.
It is. Last time they had a plus defensively behind the plate, I was telling you this, 2008 with Pudge. That means you're throwing guys out.
Yeah.
At one point, this guy that we got from the Reds was at 44%. That's insane.
That's good.
That's gunning people down, baby. That's your level.
My feeling is he's going to be our everyday catcher. And then Haas will catch. He'll have his own guy. You know what I mean? Remember that old school stuff?
Yeah.
Where he used to just catch for one guy? That's how I think it'll be. And he'll hit against lefties or righties, and Barnhart will hit against the other side.
Right.
They'll make it work.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a great problem to have. And then you got Rodgers, who had the Tommy John surgery. We forgot about that kid.
Right.
He's 25. He'll be gone next year. But then what do you do with him? So good problems with the Tigers making moves, man. They didn't wait long. Thursday Night Football tonight, Colts host the Jets. Be interesting to see if the Colts, what happens with the Jets of that young quarterback. Remember the kid that came in?
Yeah,
beat Cincinnati last week.
Right.
Yeah. So that's actually a better game than you would think.
Yeah.
Central beats Western 42-30. Khalil Pimpleton. I mentioned this kid's name because he returned two punts for touchdowns in one game.
Dude, this was I was watching a little bit of it. This was like that classic Mac
track meet.
Just track meet. Whoever's got the ball last is going to win this one.
That guy was 30 yards up the field when he caught the ball. That dude is fast. Anyway, 42-30, Central beats Western. And, of course, the big story, Aaron Rodgers is on the COVID protocol list. Will not play Sunday against the Chiefs. The soonest he can be back, I think, is a week from Saturday. Now, here's the thing. As you digest this story, fellow sport fans, we don't know a lot. You're going to hear a lot today, but you have to take it all with a grain of salt.
Right.
You do not know the whole story. Here's what we know. Aaron Rodgers is not playing. He's on the COVID protocol list. Multiple sources. Here's where you get into none of this is confirmed, but there's enough people saying it that it's probably true. He got homeopathic. So that's what he said at the beginning of the season when he came back and they asked him if he'd been vaccinated. He said he had immunity.
Right.
That's what he was doing. He even lobbied the league. They actually had a whole thing where they brought in a doctor and the doctor said, nah, doesn't count. You're unvaccinated. So if all of that is true, and we've heard from like Schefter and a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
If all that is true, then the league knew he was unvaccinated. The Packers knew he was unvaccinated. He's on the sideline the whole game without a mask on. I'm pretty sure if you're unvaccinated, the league rules are you got to wear a mask, right?
Right.
And then at post-game press conferences and pre-game press conferences, he wasn't wearing a mask. I'm pretty sure if you're unvaccinated, you got to wear a mask. See what I'm saying? There's a lot to this that's going on. What is the league going to do about Aaron Rodgers
if he was breaking rules? And nobody looks good right now.
No, it doesn't. And the fact that you saw the coach, was it LaFleur yesterday?
Right.
He's like, ask Aaron. He wanted nothing to do with this.
Right, yeah.
So anyway, and I saw people on Twitter, Aaron Rodgers should be suspended for the entire year. Signed, Chicago Bears. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a lot.
And then also, do you throw in if none of his teammates test positive or anything, is it that big of a deal?
Well, it doesn't matter.
You know what I mean?
Okay, no, I understand, but that's
kind of after the fact. I get it, but that's part of it.
It's not. It's not. If the league, okay, here's the thing. If the league knew that he was unvaccinated and they let him break their own rules that they set, it doesn't matter if someone else was.
I get that, but I'm saying, in people's eyes, is it going to matter if and nobody tests positive outside of him?
That's I understand what you're saying. Yeah, in some people's eyes. But for the league, if you're going to do this, if you set a set of rules, you're going to be a parent in a little while. If you set a set of rules with your kids, you got to stick to them.
Right.
Their dad and dad's, if dad has two sets of rules, one for the popular kids and one for the old linemen, the league screwed up big time here.
I'm saying that, but I also agree, or I think that nobody's going to care if this doesn't affect anything else.
I disagree entirely, dude. This is Aaron Rodgers. This is one of the three biggest names in the NFL. This story is going to blow up over the next couple of days. Huh. It doesn't matter if other people tested. If the league knew that he was doing this, and it sure seems like they did, if they knew he was doing this and they let him go get away with it in a different set of rules, then they're accountable. And it doesn't matter if someone else got COVID. That's the whole, well, I had a couple drinks and drove home policy. Nobody got hurt.
Yeah, but in a fan's eyes, okay, sit out a week, boom, you're back, cool, thanks, that's it. Who cares? That's how I'm seeing it.
Yeah, as a fan. Okay, no, I respect that.
And that's all you can be.
Again, if the league is putting my player out on my team because they have a set of rules, and then they have a different set of rules for Aaron Rodgers, I got a problem with that. You see what I'm saying?
I get it.
Yeah, that's if we find out, all this is hypothetical, if we find out that Aaron Rodgers was operating under a separate set of rules, if the league let him slide.
Welcome to the NFL.
It doesn't matter, though. No, I understand. I know there's like, you can talk about hypotheticals.
It's been years and years of this, of guys getting special treatment.
Yeah, but hypothetically. But, you know, when it's one thing, but now you can actually prove it. That's all my point is that there's a lot more to this story than just COVID. It is. It's a lot more going on here. It's a question of who knew and did they let him slide?
Right.
And, you know, and if you're a Green Bay Packer fan, absolutely. Get it done. Bring him back. Let's go. Right?
Yeah.
If you're not, then you're really PO'd. But it's an interesting thing. There's going to be a lot today. And I don't know if Aaron's going to talk to the media about it.
Probably not.
I would assume McAfee's going to try to get him on. Pat McAfee has him on all the time. He does it every Tuesday there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I understand what you're saying. But, yeah, this is going to be an interesting couple of days. I love this stuff because the league's gotten away with a lot over the years, Obviously.
Right.
So what do you do now? That's a hypothetical, by the way.
Yeah.
We're not trying to fix the world this morning. I'm just saying this Aaron Rodgers thing is fun, and it's worth a deep dive if you get time to check it out. Sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app today. Use that code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CSX. Kinda.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Hopefully they got fire insurance on these ones.
What?
Remember when wasn't it Sony that all the music burned up that
one
year?
Oh, you're talking about the catalog. Yeah, that's right. Oh, we lost a lot there, man. Oh, I understand what you're saying. Okay. Look at you with the reference.
Hey, come on.
I thought it was an NFT reference and like fire guy. Was some other thing for cryptocurrency. I didn't understand. Okay, so we'll do that in about 20 minutes here. This kid is 10 years old. We have this posted. The keyword is
flip.
F-L-I-P. You're like, cool, it's a 10-year-old did a flip. No. He did a double flip at a skate park on a scooter.
Yeah, double backflip.
And the reason, when you see the video, it's awesome for a couple reasons. The reaction from this kid is genuine because the last time he tried it, he hit his head.
Yeah.
And the second thing, he's so excited because Harry Potter comes up right after him to congratulate him. They're in England. That kid's Harry Potter. It's Harry Potter. Have you ever landed on your head? 248-398-9279. Intentionally or otherwise. You played. In hockey, you hit the boards with your head. How often did your head bounce off the ice during a game?
Maybe once or twice a game you get hit. One time I got the bad concussion I had where I was out for a real long time and in a wheelchair for a little bit. That one was where I got hit from behind and my head hit straight into, I don't remember anything. Right after I hit the glass.
But you hit the glass. You hit the boards, not the ice.
I hit the boards with my head, and my feet came up around me and hit the glass.
Oh, good
lord. I got, like, spidered. That was a bad one. I hit my head on a fire hydrant when I fell out of a go-kart.
Oh, I forgot about that. Hey, I hit my head out here in the parking lot, remember?
Oh, God, yeah.
Hopped out of my pick-em-up truck, and there was a patch of ice in the driveway, or in our parking lot. I didn't see it, obviously. It was just a sheet of ice. I went straight back, and my head hit the door.
I remember that.
And it hit so hard. We had a layer of dirt on the side. I had a big old F-150. And my head hit it so hard, the dirt flew up in the air.
Yeah, yeah.
And I came in and did the show, and I'm pretty sure I was concussed.
Yeah, you didn't look too well that day.
Oh, I had blood running down the back of my head. But, okay, let's see what the Sonic checks in.
Oh, my God!
The double flip. That's it. He's 10 years old. A double backflip on a scooter.
Just his reaction of he's frozen. He doesn't know what to do because he just pulled that off.
Did everyone have that one? Did you have that thing growing up? Like, you see, like for me, it was Via del Prado was this one street we lived on. It was a giant hill. And the game was to make it all the way to the bottom of the hill on a skateboard. Most of the time, you'd bail out and roll into the lawn, or you'd sit down on the skateboard, which was kind of
cool. You'd take it a little easy,
Yeah. You could ride it on a bike, on a BMX bike or something, and that was okay. But the awesome move was, because at the bottom of the hill, it split into a T, and there was one of those mortar walls, just a concrete wall sitting there. Yeah, so you had to bail. I never did it. I tried a lot. I bailed every single time.
Too scared you get the speed shakes, man, going too fast like that, the wobbles. And then next thing you know, you're just sliding across the concrete. That stinks.
That's my buddy John Tyler was the one kid who went down it on a skateboard, straight down, and made the turn. He was a legend.
Yeah.
When we went to our school on Monday on the bus, everybody knew about it. John Tyler, the man. Keyword flip, right?
Yeah, flip.
See this kid. That's a boss move.
Ugh.
I didn't realize you got concussed that bad, though. Your feet, you were airborne.
Yeah, like spidered. I don't remember anything until I was on the way to the hospital in the ambulance. So all that time of me getting knocked out, then the ambulance being called and coming, I don't know what happened there.
Well, two things. Number one, we're glad you're okay. Number two, it explains a lot.
Yeah, that was the biggest one I've ever had.
Yeah. You don't remember any of it, man.
Wow.
Okay. That's crazy, dude. Keyword flip. Yeah. No.
Yeah, somebody texted in, Ryan, it all makes sense now.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone who listens to the show is going, yeah, it's about right. Okay. Every time I say, so that's why every time I say, hey, do you want some ice, you twitch and curl up in a fetal position?
No.
Okay. Yeah. No, Daddy, I don't want 638. Reeling in the Ears coming up next. Three clips, 1 year. All you got to do is tell us a year, and you'll be a winner, winner, chicken dinner. Here's your clue. Kirk, it's the big screen.
Good clue.
Thank you. It's a clue, mister. So we were here during a wonderful song from Bad Company. By the way, Paul Rogers will join us next Thursday. We'll explain a little bit later why he's checking in. I was talking about putting the lights up, and you were saying, you know, it was too cold yesterday. It was pretty chilly yesterday.
Yeah, without the sun, man, it was freezing.
So you're taking your rescue dog, Danny DeVito, out for a walk. Now, what does he do?
When he starts getting tired, he's got those little legs, so it's a lot for him to go on a walk. When he starts to get tired, he delays you. He'll do things to slow down the walk. Like, he'll walk up to a tree and fake pee. He does it all the time. He lifts his leg up, nothing comes out. For like four or five trees in a row.
That's a boss level move, though.
He does it when it's hot, when it's really hot out too. He'll do it, and I think it's just a way of him slowing down the walk to give himself a little bit of a break, a little bit of a pit stop.
Oh, so let me get this right. I do it at a park and I'm kicked out. Your dog does it. It's like, oh, it's fine. It's just the dog being cute. Whatever. So that's his move. We got cats, so you know they don't care about us anyway. But Is that a normal dog move? Is that I never realized that's a delaying tactic.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, I'd always be like, what are you doing, man? You're not even going. And then I realized, like, wait a minute. I think he's doing this to slow the walk.
Your dog's looking at its Apple Watch. And we're going, oh, I hit my aerobic index. Cardio. Crushing it. I'm crushing it. I got doing that. Now, Danny, if you don't know, little black and white dog that you guys got from Detroit Dog Rescue. Cute animal. How big is he? He's a little dog.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
How much does he weigh now?
He's like 28 pounds. That's where he started.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
He did gain a little bit, but we got him cut back down. His harness wasn't fitting for a minute. So we had to get him slimmed back down.
You want to hear Ryan get defensive in a hurry? One time he showed me a picture. I said, oh, you chunky little dog.
Yeah.
Like, don't you talk about Danny being a chunky little dog.
That's why we put him on a diet.
Put him on a diet. Take him for a walk where he doesn't go 8 feet and fake pee on a tree. I don't know. That was the thing.
It's like the last home stretch of the walk every time. Let's go, dude.
Were you guys walking to the mailbox and back with this dog? This isn't exactly rinse and tin.
Legs. It's just tough for him.
Legs. He's just...
He's got to take 37 steps to keep up with one of mine.
Well, yeah, not only that, but he's busting out his pack of Pall Malls to smoke him. He's like, God, I'm exhausted, Ryan. Can we go back in the house? Judge Judy's coming on. I'm so tired. I'm going to go fake pee on a tree.
Oh, man.
Okay. So that's the thing with dogs. It was so cold yesterday, it was fake peeing on a tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, if you walked faster, we could get home faster into the warmth. Yeah, come on, think about a dog.
Big Jim's house.
Here we go. We got three clips from 1 year. All you got to do is tell us the year. Listen closely.
William Shatner, take us out. Is Captain James T. Kirk. Leonard Nimoy is Mr. Spock.
Science officer.
Star Trek, the motion picture.
Chrysler Corporation took its case to Washington today. Speaking before the House Banking Committee, Chrysler Chairman Lee Iacocca said the number three automaker needs a federal loan guarantee to keep its creditors in line.
I miss the days when they had a teletypewriter going on in the background when they did the news. Chrysler in the news today, 248-398-9279. If you can tell us the year, what are you going to win, Ryan Logan?
We got that full digital album of the legendary 1979 No Nukes concert, a Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band film featuring 10 never-before-released performances from Madison Square Garden. Easy for me to say. Also, full footage of the band's entire set list for the first time. Thank you to Sony Music and Classic du Jour.
You know
now
what
I'm
going to
go read a book.
No, you know what happened. We talked about your concussion 15 minutes ago, and it just revealed itself. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Gosh. Okay. Maybe 15. All right.
If you like to go see Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, okay. 248-398-9279. What's going on this morning? What's in the coffee?
A lot of creamer.
A lot of creamer?
Yep.
Okay, so you're on a sugar caffeine
now?
Yep. Cool. I think that's it.
Ready to go back in time?
Back in time?
Why are you doing that?
Are you sure nobody's follow us?
That would be inconceivable.
You're sure nobody's follow us?
As I told you, it would be absolutely, totally, and in all other ways, inconceivable.
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 You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Let's play Reelin' in the Years in Big Jim's house.
Are you reeling in the years?
We got three clips from 1 year. All you got to do is tell us the year, and you will win a very cool package involving Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Let's listen to the clips together. Hold my hand, Ryan. Thank you.
William Shatner, take us out, is Captain James T. Kirk. Leonard Nimoy is Mr. Spock.
Science officer.
Star Trek, the motion picture.
Chrysler Corporation took its case to Washington today. Speaking before the House Banking Committee, Chrysler Chairman Lee Iacocca said the number three automaker needs a federal loan guarantee to keep its creditors in line.
Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
What year are we looking for, brother?
1979.
Nice.
Well played. We had Star Trek, the motion picture, Renegade by Styx off Pieces of Eight, and Chrysler Request federal bailout. Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
What are you up to this morning, brother?
Driving to work.
And where do we work?
I work for JC Trucking.
And you got your boots on?
Oh, most definite.
Absolutely. All right, buddy. Well, you've got the legendary 1979 No Nukes concert, Springsteen and the E Street Band. Good job.
All right. Thanks.
There he goes. We'll play again tomorrow morning, right around 6:45. Less than an hour. 7:45, Bud Danker will join us from the Detroit Grand Prix. They had the meeting yesterday with the city council. Will we be racing in the city of Detroit, or are they stuck with a new Broadway musical, Bullets at Bob Evans?
Ooh.
Yeah, you'll love these. CSX Files coming up in about 20 minutes. All right. We've talked about this a lot. When you went to the Bruce Mansion.
Yes.
That bothered you. You came back and you weren't comfortable talking about it on the air.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff that time.
Now, we have. Did you post just the one picture, or did you put the other stuff up with it, or what's up there?
So you got the new picture we're talking about today.
Yeah.
And then everything from last year and some history on the house as well. Keyword is Bruce.
Bruce. So what is the name of that little town? I always read the little town that it's in. I'm sorry, I put you on the spot there.
Brown City.
Thank you.
Brown City is where it's at, yeah.
Because that's right, because we said that matched the color of the back of your pants. Keyword Bruce, there's new photos up that there's something in the mirror that someone took. Can you explain that?
No, it's odd, and I'm trying to remember what room that was in, but I can't tell because of how close the photo is to the mirror. But it definitely looks like some type of figure.
Is there any other cases like here in Detroit? I know there are because we're like Ghost Central. Of seeing something in the mirror like that. I mean, we know we talked with our friends down. What am I thinking about? Oh, the Whitney.
Yeah.
That's the daughter, the family haunting the place, but it's more of a traditional haunt. You see a figure at the end of the hallway, something like that. Is there anyone listening right now that has seen something in a mirror like this? Something you can't explain. We get great ghost stories. And by the way, we're not going to rip on you or anything like that. We're curious because I wanted to loop back to this. It was you and your brother, right?
Yeah, I took my brother out there with me.
The moment that you got pushed out of the way, was it you or your brother that felt like you got pushed?
My brother. We were standing next to each other, and then all of a sudden, he felt a real cold draft, and his left shoulder, it was like somebody pushed him from the back, and he just kind of fell forward on his shoulder.
Okay, I want to ask, is your brother a believer?
No.
He's not?
No, that's why I took him with me, is because, you know me, I'm full in. I'll make stuff up just because I want to see stuff.
Well, your brain will. Your brain will tell you, like, oh, yeah, that's a ghost, that's a ghost, that's a ghost.
But my brother, I don't know if it's he doesn't believe. I think he wants to, but he's a skeptic. Kind of like on the same lines as you, I think, little bit.
Yeah.
Or you don't know, you're not sure, but if you see something, you're not going to deny it. And, he got freaked out, man. There was a few times. Because he's the one that said he saw a person at the end of the stairs with the median out there, Brandy, who was with us.
Keyword Bruce for the Bruce Mansion in Brown City.
Dude, I got home and took off all my clothes outside in my front yard and then left them out there in a bag for the night.
Well, you get the link there for it, and you can see it.
Yeah, I something's going on right now. You got to click on that link to see it. I'll try to fix it to get just the photo up there. But
that's a woman. In that
is
reflection.
It weird to say that it's kind of an attractive figure? I mean, it's like a kind of a model figure,
gonna,
I think.
You're going to make some clay pottery with her? You're going to go like, all Demi Moore on her or something?
Hot ghost.
No. I haven't run into a hot ghost. Let's go to the phones. 248-398-9279. Keyword Bruce. That's weird. Do you think that's just a reflection of the person taking the picture? I don't think it is.
No, because if you look at the other photos, you can see where the mirror is to where the person is.
Okay. All right.
So it couldn't be. I just wish I knew. If that's the Ouija board room, that's freaky. They have just one room in that house that's dedicated to Ouija boards. Everything's Ouija.
Really?
Yeah, and the people we went with did not think that was a great idea to have that in the house.
You think?
Because there was one bad spirit in the house, and they think it came through that Ouija board. That's right. I told you that median that just started screaming and had to, like, take cover behind us because something was coming at her.
That was the Ouija room?
Yeah. Well, that's the bad spirit. She said that you don't do that. The spirits coming into this house. There's spirits that shouldn't be in this house.
Now, our friend, the window washer that calls up.
Yeah.
Right? He has a room like that. He's told us about that. Do you remember?
Right.
Yeah, but he calls it a Ouija room.
Big Jim's house.
We'll send you the link. And it's got the stuff from the past as well, because this time last year, you had gone to the Bruce Mansion.
Yeah, we put it all up on there. Some of the history of the house as well.
Ugh.
The owner. Weird guy.
Not the current owner, the guy back then.
Oh, no.
The current owner's cool as hell.
The current owner's awesome guy.
Just saying.
Did I ever tell you about my brothers telling me for weeks after, calling me and asking me, scared to death, if there was things following me around in the house? And I'm like, no, what do you mean? He goes, dude, I think I brought something home with me.
Well, you...
He didn't have a protection stone. I did.
Right. Your protection stone was Mick Jagger walking around going, stay away from my baby. Yeah.
Gosh.
You guys. Yeah. No ghosts in this house. Yeah. This Hardy's going to have a baby. Yeah. I'm a protection stone. Yeah, man. 248-398-9279. Well, you ran right into that one, didn't you? Devo's patiently holding while we did that crap. Devo, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. How you guys doing?
We're good. So, a ghost story.
Yeah, so I bought a house in Wyandotte back a while ago. And when I first moved in, the doorbell would ring. And I had a wood porch, so you could hear anybody coming up on it. And I'd open the door, nobody would be there. I'd walk away, the doorbell would ring. You know, and that went on for a little while. Then all of a sudden started with a tablecloth on the table. I'd come home from work and it would be folded halfway over the table. And I'm like, you know, I just didn't get it. One day I was talking to my neighbor. She's been there forever. And I said, yeah, it's crazy. I don't know what's going on. Something but the tablecloth. And she looked at me and she goes, Elsie used to eat lunch at her table and would fold the tablecloth. I guess this woman passed away in the house.
She would fold the tablecloth to not get it dirty while eating.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So the ghost of Elsie was still there.
I guess so.
Are you still there, Devo? You don't live there anymore, do you?
No, no. I was stripping paint from the house I set it on fire with a heat gun.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Well, you know. The ghost of Elsie, though. So how freaked out were you once you found out about all that?
It was like getting hit in the back of the head with a frying pan.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, we're all freaked out now. Yeah. Thank you, Devo. You be good, buddy.
All right, man. Yeah, you guys be smooth.
Be smooth. See, there he goes. Love him. We talked about this as a little side note. You don't have to, but like in New Orleans, they'll actually put up a sign on when they advertise real estate, no ghosts.
Right.
Or ghost possessed.
Because that's part of it. Some people want to buy it because of that.
Do you want to know if a house has a haunted past here in Detroit?
Yeah, I do.
Now, if you buy Ford Field, it's obviously haunted.
Yeah.
Hey. yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Keyword Bruce, though. That picture, I said it was a woman. I don't think it's a woman in that picture.
Right, because of the way, you look into it now, it's not. I don't think so. It looks more like a man.
It's staring right at you, Ryan. I miss you. You were gone a year ago, and I've been following you everywhere.
Not going back.
You and your brother.
Seriously, you won't go back to Bruce Mansion?
No.
Okay.
I didn't like it.
I don't understand what Chris in Chicago is talking about. By the way,
he's reminding me of a lot of good stuff.
Jeff, we'll get to you in just a second. Hold on. Don't go anywhere, buddy. I want to talk about this. But he texted in and said, Ryan, have you ever done Candyman in the mirror? I'm too scared. What is that? I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is?
Is that a Michael Jackson song?
Yeah.
I'm looking for the Candyman in the mirror.
Yeah. No? Michael appears.
Hey.
What is it?
No, so you go into like a bathroom or a room and turn the lights off and stare into the mirror and you say Candyman three times and it appears.
Like the movie thing.
Yes. It's so the movie candy thing. Coming off of that.
Oh.
But the one we really used to do a lot as kids was Bloody Mary. You go in there, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody... And Bloody Mary was supposed to show up in the mirror.
Never did any of these things.
No.
I got cheated growing up.
And then Chris brought up light as a feather, stiff as a board. That's a good one.
My sister and her friends, Lisa Greenwood and my sister and them, they used to do that.
Yeah.
I'd be sitting there just in my room and I'd hear this, light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Two fingers underneath everybody, right. Lift them up.
Which originally, that was the marketing slogan for Viagra. anyway, totally
no,
different
Bloody Mary. Try Bloody Mary.
No, I don't want to do
we'll
any
do
of this.
Do it. Next commercial break, let's go into the bathroom and do it.
No. You've been trying to get me in that bathroom for a while. anyway, 248-398-9279. So that's the thing. So if we go in there and say Candyman three times into the mirror, I'll do it. Five times?
Oh, it's five times for that one?
Oh, okay. Manju, you didn't like when we were talking about this. You don't look comfortable. The mongoose, when you call 248-398-9279, the mongoose is not happy that we're discussing this. Has anyone done the Candyman stuff or the Bloody Mary thing? Honestly, You know, when you say Bloody Mary, I'm thinking pickles, some celery salt, and I'm watching a football game. That's weird.
Yeah, she was the first queen of England, and she was burned at the stake. So her after being burned at the stake is what shows up in
Bloody Mary's
oh
steak.
My God.
I'm sorry. I'm a fat guy. I'm hungry. Jeff, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, back in 2009, I demoed a house in Saline with my wife. And inside the wall, we find this Ouija board.
Oh, come on.
And my wife couldn't get rid of that thing fast enough. She was like, why do you want to take that? Why do you want to take that? Get rid of it. Well, this lady shows up that afternoon. She says, oh, my husband used to live in this house when he was a child. And my wife was like, here, take this Ouija board. Get it the heck out of here.
So do you think somebody, they got rid of it? I mean, so they buried it in the wall just to get rid of it.
Well, they buried it inside the wall. Yeah,
oh,
they boarded it up inside the wall. It was weird.
That's freaky. All right.
Yeah.
You ever do the...
No
David, so now you're going to go and home? Go ahead.
We went out to the Bruce Mansion last year with our car club. And, what an interesting place. Really cool.
Yeah.
It is cool. It's awesome, the architecture throughout that place. It's amazing what they did in it, but it's still creepy.
Oh, yeah. It's creepy.
It's not creepy at all, Ryan.
When you go up
and the guy looks like Patrick Swayze a little bit, you know, just a little bit. So
the dude running it?
Oh, you're right.
Okay. Oh, listen. The whole tone of Ryan's voice changed when he said he looks like Patrick Swayze. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, no more ghost things. You're not making pottery with the dude out at the Bruce Mansion. Thanks, Jeff. Have a good morning.
Take care.
There he goes. Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't mess with a Ouija board.
No, that's no way.
Somebody texted in from the 248. LOL, people are ridiculous. It's a movie. Nothing's going to happen if you do the Candyman thing.
Do it.
So you just say, so you just look in a mirror and say five times, just say Candyman?
No, you start, the Candyman can if he mixes it with joy. That's, you just go and sing that song.
No, you don't.
I'm kidding. No.
No, what do you say?
You just say Candyman, and mind you said it's five times for Candyman.
Five times for Candyman. Okay, five times for Candyman.
Okay.
Although if you do it the right time to open.
The CSX Files.
Now, if you ever miss any of the CSX Files, we move it around to different times during the show. You can subscribe. The same number you used to call, you text 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is...
File.
Yeah, F-I-L-E. We'll send you the link. You guys got to help me with this one, because I'm kind of confused how this happened.
Okay.
Bob Evans in Indiana, a woman accidentally shot herself in the head while dining there. So you think, okay... Maybe she's in the restaurant. She has her gun in her purse. It goes off, shoots her in the head. That's how I envisioned this when I first read this story. Just try to conceptualize how you shoot yourself in the head accidentally while sitting at a Bob Evans. The woman sat on her purse while in the bathroom. Her gun accidentally discharged, sending a bullet bouncing off her head. She's okay.
Why was she sitting on her purse in the bathroom?
Thank you. I don't get it. Is that a thing? I don't think so. I don't think women go and sit on their purses when they go to the bathroom.
Yeah, unless she's got a weird collection going on at home.
So what? Maybe it swung behind her and she sat down and then the gun went off and then the bullet ricocheted off her head? You guys, I mean, the geometry behind this is insane. You sat on your on you sat down on the toilet on your purse that had a gun in it, and the gun went off and it hit you in the head.
Yeah, I don't.
See? I'm
trying to think. Maybe it's, and it's a Bob Evans, so it's not like them fancy women bathrooms that have couches and stuff in them, right?
Again, yeah, no, I don't think there's a couch in a Bob Evans bathroom. I've never been in the ladies' room at a Bob Evans. I assume there's probably not. I assume there's a bowl of gravy because Bob Evans has gravy for everything. But, okay, so it's not just me. I can't figure this out. She sat on her purse in the bathroom. The gun went off and it hit her in the head. The bullet. See? Now you understand why I was so perplexed reading this.
And she had to go to 15 different hospitals because nobody believed her.
Right. So anyway, I was sitting there like, get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're done with you. Okay. Have you figured it out yet?
No, I haven't.
I think I'd rather stand in Dealey Plaza and trying to figure out JFK. I don't understand.
I don't get how you sit on your purse.
Right. And shot yourself in the
nowadays,
head.
Nowadays, some of these ladies got purses that are like beach bags. So maybe it was just so big that it overflowed onto the toilet. I don't know. I'm just making stuff
That's
up now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. So I guess they had that she went to Bob Evans for the 38 special. Still confused by this story. All right, second story there, Ryan Logan.
All right, so police had to go and respond to a break-in at a house in Winnipeg. Now, they walked in to find out that these criminals were trying to steal a furnace from an abandoned house that people were working on, restoring it.
Okay.
They found out that they didn't successfully steal the furnace because they accidentally created a gas leak. And it caused them to pass out. So the criminals passed out right next to the furnace that they were going to try to steal.
Didn't turn off the gas before they tried to steal the furnace?
Right. So when they disconnected it, gas filled up the room and they passed out. And
to quote Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does.
Yeah, you didn't think that one out. Karma. You need to blueprint this one. But anyway, so the cops had to come and rescue them. While they were breaking in and trying to steal the furnace, the people on the house went, I think they're dumb enough. I don't think we need to press charges.
Yeah, really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's a special shade of stupid right there, man. Okay.
Ask themselves out.
Right, yeah. We're out cold. That suddenly makes the wet bandage from Home Alone look a lot better. It really does. Found out of Parma Heights, Ohio. Police arrested a drunk man. He fell. A construction crew was working. What were they working on? Cement. He fell right into their wet cement.
Oh.
Yeah. They arrested the man for disorderly conduct and having an open container of alcohol. So he's walking around with a bottle of something, and he does a face plant into the cement. Right? And he denied it was him, but they could see his outline, so they had concrete evidence. Yeah! Suck it, Manju. That's major market stuff right there.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's not his first time, though. He is a hardened criminal.
I do love that they still allowed him to write his initials and year next to it, though. Right, that's fine.
Why are your initials say 3 to 5? That's what you are, man. All right, we're done. We're done. Bud Danker's coming up at 7:45. What's going on with the Detroit Grand Prix? Is it going to be downtown or not?
Big Jim's house.
7:38 is Big Jim's house. Stone Soup is back. The Stone Soup Project. Here's our goal. Just like in the fable of Stone Soup, where the soldiers come into town, they got nothing but some stones. They throw in a pot of water, heat it up. The villagers go, what are you doing? So we're making stone soup. Can we have some? Sure, if you pitch in. Everybody pitches in. You actually make something edible.
Great.
So we're going to build a car from the ground up. And we got nothing. We don't even have a car. We're going to raise money for Vets Returning Home. That's our charity this year. But the first step is we need
a car.
248-398-9279. That's our house phone number. You call in, and again, I had another email yesterday, and I responded to the gentleman. Don't worry about what shapes the car's in. We'll figure that out.
Right.
And you guys are going to decide on which one we go with. When we get all the cars in, probably in a couple weeks, we'll vote on this. We'll unveil the car officially at Autorama next year. But yeah, don't worry about it. You can text us too, keyword soup. It's got our email link on there. You can look a little bit more about the project, what we've done. We're going to put together a photo gallery of some of the past cars.
Yeah, I know somebody asked for that. Steven asked for that, emailed us in. We'll get that together so you can see what the past projects were.
And this is Stone Soup. It started, wow, when I first got here, 2002. We did that with JJ and Lynn. Yeah, and it was a joke. We just wanted to see if we could build a car.
Yeah.
That's all. It was inspired by Tim Allen. In Home Improvement, he would build a car in the garage. The last episode, the last scene, they drive out of the garage.
Right.
So we figured, what the hell? Let's build a car. No expertise, no money, nothing. And we're right back where we started. So we need a car. 248-398-9279. Now, you'll be donating the car to Vets Return at Home. We'll take care of all that. Don't worry about it. If you want to get involved, too, it's also a good way. So, and we're not steering the voting any, we're just mentioning these cars. We have an 81 Z28, right?
Yes.
Jason Carr already texted us twice about it. He wants us to do that
one. Yeah, he likes that one, right.
We were also offered up a 72 Challenger. Is that your leader in the clubhouse right
now? Yeah, I think so. Okay. It's pretty cool, man. And it, like we talked about, it doesn't matter what car, what kind of shape this car is in. We can do a lot to that Challenger.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to work on it. Keyword soup. This is fun. This is fun. Oh, you know what? Speaking of cars, Bud Denker's going to join us next.
Nice.
Is that Bud right there? Oh, what the heck? Why would we make people we grab right here? Bud?
Yes, sir.
It's Big Jim's house here, Big Jim and Ryan Logan, and you are live on WCSX. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing great, Big Jim, and it's great to be on your show this morning, especially to announce what we talked about yesterday with City Council and a 7-0 vote to move this race from Belle Isle to our streets of Detroit in 2023.
Nice. But thank you, ladies and gentlemen, the chairman of the Detroit Grand Prix. So it's official. It's
a
done deal, right?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a done deal. Contracts are signed, and the mayor told me to have a 7-0 vote in today's world is an unusual thing nowadays.
Right.
But our council, our wonderful council president, Brenda Jones, she has been an absolute angel for me, the mayor and the leadership in downtown Detroit, Mark Rice, of course, and Jim Campbell from General Motors, and all these supporters are behind this thing. And we met with Michael Montra, myself, and Lydia Czar, our team, with over 1,000 people in the last 5 weeks. Every night we had another meeting somewhere in the city, many of them virtual, with neighbors and city leaders and community leaders, clergy, homeless shelters, everybody. And the positivity of this, Big Jim, has even surprised me. And it's going to be an amazing 18 months away that we're going to have this race in downtown Detroit.
Did I see a study, Bud, that I think was U of M did an initial study. They said 20% more profit as far as generating revenue for businesses in the city of Detroit once you move this race downtown?
They did. In fact, the Center of Kinesiology and Urban Planning at U of M, some professors did this study, and they compared it to other places around the country where sports venues moved from suburbs to downtown, like the Brooklyn Nets, the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco, you know, it's our course Pistons moving from Auburn Hills to downtown, and did about 10 or 12 different studies on those around the country. And each of those showed over a 20% lift in spending and revenue for the city and businesses when you do that. And they use that to connect to a $74 million spend in our city when our race occurs here, which is just huge. And we need it. Everybody needs it. And we can't wait for that to occur.
It's interesting what's going on with IndyCar as a whole right now. And I don't expect you to comment on it, but if you want to, the rumors of Michael Andretti trying to buy a Formula One team, trying to buy the Sauber team. And then you see more and more IndyCar drivers and F1 drivers coming to Indy. They see what's going on here, and I think they realize it's not that easy. You can't just come over here and win just because you raced in a Formula One car. And I think they like the challenge. Do you kind of get that vibe that this is becoming a World Series? There's drivers from around the world that want to crack at this.
No doubt about it. Look at our series, nine different winners from all these different countries last year, right? I mean, when you compare that to the fact of the 22 full-time drivers, and next year we're looking now to have 26 to 27 drivers full-time, which we haven't had in decades. So we have great momentum. We have 14 network races next year, 14 network races on NBC. Never had that before. There's so much momentum. We're very proud owners of the series. We've got a lot going on in terms of momentum, in terms of things down the road that we plan to initiate. But having these markets in urban places like Nashville and Long Beach and St. Pete and Toronto, and now in Detroit downtown, is so important for us, for our fans, and for our series. And that's where our focus is going to be.
Well, and that was something, Bud, last time we talked, for people don't realize, this wasn't something you'd been working on for years. It was always in the back of your head, but it was the Nashville race that you guys went, we got to do this.
Exactly right. Michael Montreal and I were at Nashville after that weekend. We walked around the streets of Nashville. The excitement in that city that weekend was just amazing. And I got back here and I began walking downtown the streets. I went down Mexican Town. I went down to Corktown. I walked the entire city multiple times and said, where can we do this? And we've got a perfect route now down Atwater Street along our riverfront in front of the Rensen. Our pit lane will be down in that area as well. We're going to be going 0.7 of a mile down Jefferson Avenue.
That's a drag strip.
Oh, my gosh. It'll be 170, 180 mile an hour around the fist. Passing, as you know, how critical it is when you have slow zones and fast zones. And it's going to be one heck of a race, one heck of a race course. And we're just 18 months away.
I was thinking, where the runoff is, because you have to have a runoff area at the end of that straight in case somebody does miss it, Ryan. You got to be able to run off safely.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So at the end of it, just on the wall, just put a banner that says Ohio State sucks just to irritate Graham Rahal. If you can just put that up there, that would just throw him off his game a little bit. That be okay?
Great idea. Great idea.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll get floated. That'll go right there. Man, Bud, congratulations and everybody with the Detroit Grand Prix for doing this and bringing this back to downtown Detroit. And you can feel it. It is. I'm a gearhead, and we talk about racing and all the different series. There's something going on with IndyCar racing worldwide. It's not just Detroit and Indy. It's worldwide. People are taking notice of the series. And a lot of it has to do with what you guys are doing.
Well, and think about also, we're going to have the new IMSA series hybrid prototypes here in 2023.
Oh.
Lamborghini, Porsche, Cadillac, BMW, Audi. All of those racing our streets also for the first time. It'll be unbelievable that weekend. And we plan to bring, and the key thing for me also I want to mention is over 50% of our racetrack will be open to the public for free.
Amen.
For free.
Yeah.
And that is going to be critical to our success and critical to having all these folks downtown and spending their money downtown and helping our businesses. That's exciting.
Can you have the guys at Nemo's just handing out burgers in turn three? When the drivers come by?
I think they can do that. Maybe some Lafayette, Coney Islands, or American as well. Why not, right?
Okay. Grace Kiros just called me. Okay. It's a done deal, Bud. Whatever you need, man. Bud Denker, the chairman of the Detroit Grand Prix. Congratulations. It's official. Detroit Grand Prix coming downtown 2023. Be well. Have fun out in Phoenix, okay?
You got it. Take care now. All right. Bye-bye.
Stay away from Denny Hamlin. He might bite you. That's him.
Right.
And you know the song Till It Shines by Seeger? That's Glenn on guitar on that.
Oh, you're right.
But
there's a lot of that.
So we're going to celebrate Glenn Friday tomorrow, 8 to 9, nothing but music from Glenn Frey, Eagles and solo stuff. If there's something you want to hear, let us know. We'll also play back some of our conversation with Bob Seger when he came in.
And we got to kick it off with Party Town.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Absolutely.
That'll start it all.
Yeah, so it'll be a little bit earlier tomorrow, but we will do that between 8 and 9. Nothing but music, Glenn Friday. Glenn Frey Drive. I hope the kids over there in Royal Oak understand. I think they do. They get it.
I think so. I think it's been taught to them, too.
Yeah. The pride of Don Darrow High School, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to Christmas presents. What's the supply chain? What's the saying now that everybody talks about? Supply chain issues?
Yeah, supply chain issues.
Hopefully not with this one. This one is the coolest little toy. It's only $20. We have it posted. The keyword is...
toy.
Mind you, your girl's 8, 9. Oh, it doesn't. I don't have it pot up in here. How much? 8? Just hold your hands up. There you go. Okay, 9. This time you need to get her. Listen to this amazing commercial. Keyword toy.
Gotta go. It's Neo Gotta Go Turtle. He eats. Quick, the toilet. He poops.
Yep.
And he talks.
Let's do it again.
You gotta go turtle.
Some character.
Uh-oh, gotta go.
It's the uh-oh, gotta go turtle. T-U-R-D-T-L-E. And it actually poops into a see-through toilet, so your kids can watch it poop after you feed it.
Right after you feed it.
Keyword toy.
Oh, gotta go. Uh-oh. Hey, it's good, though. You gotta can recycle the poop.
Yeah,
bring it back up and just feed it.
gotta go.
I just get the song stuck in my head. Get the toy just for, does it sing to you like that? It talks.
Yes, it does.
Gotta go.
Now, it's cute because occasionally I hear it'll just go, when did I eat corn?
Oh.
Sorry. Keyword this toy.
A whole new meaning to don't crap where you eat or what is it?
I don't know. If you don't know the original meaning, don't.
Okay. Don't eat where you crap. Yeah. Something like that.
Don't eat where you crap.
Isn't that a saying?
What did you guys do in Walled Lake?
That's a saying, isn't it?
I think so. Okay. Keyword toy. What?
Uh-oh, gotta go. Uh-oh. It's Neil, gotta go turtle. He eats.
It actually says, let's do it again. I want one.
Yeah, they could have made that voice any creepier.
Let's do it again.
What do you want to give your kid a toy with this thing that it poops and it sounds like some 48-year-old guy going, oh, got to go to the head again. Gotta go break one off. You don't want that. No. Gotta go. What's that scene from Austin Powers? Write it out there, buddy. Hang in here, man.
It's a small baby.
Get out of my belly. Keyword toy. Manju's already ordering one right now. I don't want to spoil her Christmas, though, Manju, but you got to get her one. Right? You're going to get her one of those? What do you mean, no? I already bought you one.
You got to go to the store and pick up blood.
Gotta go. Okay, you're mocking it right now, but I guarantee you sometime today you're going to say to yourself as you're walking towards the bathroom, maybe at home, uh-oh, gotta go. You know you're going to do it.
Uh-oh, gotta go.
See, you're already doing it. Okay, all right. So, Heidi, if you're listening, if your husband's walking around the house talking like that, that's why. I want Keith Richards' voice on that, or mix. Uh-oh, gotta go. My baby's got poop.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Uh-oh, gotta go.
How does he even work him into this?
You can do the Ramones. Hey, oh, gotta go.
It works. Oh, gotta go.
Right, see, it works. There you go. Oh, see, there you go. Okay, so he did it again. Keyword toy. Go ahead, sing it again.
Gotta go.
You're going to do that later today. And Merry Christmas, Manju, from everyone here at WCSX for your kid. Doing it for the children this morning. Okay. It's gross, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Grounds for divorce coming up, and this conversation was not it, believe it or not. So, I called Kathy on the way home from the show on Monday. I said, hey, already unpacked. She said, no, you're not. I said, yeah, I took all the clothes out of the suitcase. It's empty.
Yeah.
I'm unpacked. She said, you have a couple shirts and some underwear sitting on a chair, and the suitcase is out in the hallway. I'm like, no. I unpacked. I haven't put away my clothes. So we got into it for a little bit on the phone. Eventually to the point where Kathy was doing this.
La, 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 la.
Oh, she shut me off. And I won't let it go.
You unpacked.
When you here's my question. When you take your clothes out of the suitcase, it's unpacked.
Yes.
To pack the suitcase, what do? You put stuff in it.
And then it's packed.
Thank you.
Take things out, unpacked.
Okay. 248-398-9279. Am I just being a stupid husband here?
Because she's saying the process of unpacking involves putting away the suitcase.
And putting all your clothes away.
And putting
away.
The rest in, yeah.
Three shirts, some underwear, and some socks. I keep adding stuff on, but it was sitting on a chair in the bedroom.
You should have went, well, I let those out so that you could put them in the dirty clothes.
Wow. It's funny how you talk a big game when it's somebody else.
Oh, yeah,
else.
I'm going in today, baby.
No.
This one doesn't affect me. Let's go.
No. I love my wife. But yeah, that was one of those things. I think it was the la-la that got me when she just like shut me down. I said, no, I unpacked. La-la-la-la-la-la-la on the phone. Okay.
I'm with you, though. You unpacked.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
You took the clothes out of the suitcase. You said it.
It's
that's
unpacked.
The definition of unpacking.
It's unpacked. She says that it's not unpacked until I put all the clothes away and put the suitcase away. Which I had to walk like 8 feet down the hallway and put it in my kid's bedroom.
That's not the point, though.
It's exhausting. 248-398-9279. Grounds for divorce. Yeah. The good thing is our anniversary is coming up later on this month. Good timing for
perfect.
Me to bring this up.
Yeah, absolutely.
I may need to get that suitcase sooner than later. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. I took all the stuff out of my suitcase when I got back. I said it's unpacked just because I had some clothes sitting on a piece of furniture and I hadn't put the suitcase away. My wife insists that is not unpacked.
Somebody texted and said, yes, Jim. La, 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 la. They're not hearing it either.
Damn it. All right. Jeff, good morning. Welcome into Big Jim's house. Go ahead.
Good morning, Big Jim. Yeah, it's two separate things, man. Unpacking your suitcase is one thing. Putting away your clothes is another. I have the same argument with my wife every time we go out of town.
Thank you. So, I'm not alone in this. So you unpack, but putting stuff away is a different thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Right, just like doing laundry. I mean, your laundry is done, but it's just not put away.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Love this guy.
You're welcome, sir.
Was that somebody else yelling in the back?
Yeah, it's my partner, John.
All right, John.
John Lucas.
Appreciate you, John. Be there, man.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
See you guys.
Bye.
Yeah, I thought that was like an echo or something.
I know.
Come on!
No, where's that coming from?
248-398-9279. Joe, welcome into Big Jim's house. Go ahead.
Hey, Big Jim. Yeah, you unpacked, man. Your wife sounded a little bit like your drill instructor when you were in the military.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah,
Once you've unpacked, you've unpacked, and you could have told her, hey, those clothes are for me to wear tomorrow.
If I show up to work wearing five shirts and a couple pair of underwear, there's an issue. But anyway, you're right, Joe. Thank you. See,
people are great, guys.
Appreciate it. There he goes.
Oh, got a text message going against you now.
Okay.
It's not unpacked until everything is back where it was before you started packing.
Which would technically be Kohl's because that's where I bought it.
Yeah, God, I got to take it all the way back to the manufacturer.
Yeah. Okay, now I understand what that is. Okay.
Yeah, Bones said, be careful, man. Do you really want to mess with your wife with the upcoming anniversary?
Is that true?
You're already in.
734. Is this the hill he wants to die on? Yeah, sure, why
not? It's my turn to ask.
Why not? Why not?
Is this the hill you want to die on, Jim?
I'm thinking about it now. No. I'm right. I'm right. Your clothes are unpacked when you take them out of the suitcase. Not when you put them away and put the suitcase away. 248-398-9279. Ladies, am I being a total knucklehead with this? I'm nervous about line one. I saw Lisa calling in right now. Am I going to get yelled at about this?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, the texts are starting to come in.
I normally like this feature when it's about you because that way I can just
I know. This is nice. I'm sitting back and just smiling now.
Okay.
Live easy.
I leave everything in the suitcase till I use it all. See, that's smart. Just leave it open.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why put the away? Clean clothes? It's basically a drawer you got.
Thank you. It's a mobile drawer. You're welcome. I'm in so much trouble. John.
Big Jim, what's happening?
Hey,
man.
Hey.
Hey, sorry to say it's not unpacked, man. You know, I got told this by my wife. So if you pack it, where do you unpack it to? You took it out of your dresser and put it into the suitcase. Then you unpack it, you take it out, throw what's dirty in the dirty clothes, and then put it back in the dresser. That's what I was told by my wife.
Damn it. All right. So I didn't unpack. I still haven't unpacked. Okay.
You still haven't unpacked, man.
Okay. All right. Thank you, John.
Hey, but you guys, thanks for your show. You make me smile every morning, man. Have a great day, guys.
Appreciate that, thanks, buddy. There you go. 248-398-9279. So pretty much all the calls agree with me.
Right.
just gonna spin this the way I want it. 248-398-9279. That's our house phone.
So is the suitcase still sitting in the hallway?
Well, yeah.
So now it's just become a little war on how long is it going to stay there.
Well, yeah. Huh.
So let me ask you.
She's 5'1", so here's the thing. Only I can put the suitcase away because she can't reach. She can't.
Oh, if you make her get a step stool to put it away, she's going to hit you with that step stool.
I know. This isn't my best move right now. Someone texted it. Same as making dinner, taking all the ingredients and putting them on the counter. You didn't finish the process. Okay, Calvin Johnson, quit with the finish the process.
Yeah, make the catch.
I did not complete the catch. 248-398-9279. I still say that I unpacked when I took the stuff out of there.
I agree with that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's unpacked.
All right. Are you going to get yelled at by Heidi for something that I did?
I was going to say, now I need to ask you. So, Jim, after initial thought, what are you going to do? Are you going
to Big Jim's house.
Put the suitcase in the hallway. I pronounced proudly to my wife on the way home from work on Monday that I unpacked everything.
Yeah.
She said, no, you did not. It's not unpacked until it's put away and the suitcase is put away. Which I say, no. No. No, no, no. It's unpacked when you take stuff out of the suitcase because you got a packed suitcase.
Yes.
Am I being a moron here? Is this the hill I want to die on? 248-398-9279.
I'm with you. That's unpacking. That's the definition of unpacking. You took everything out of the suitcase. It's never called unpacking and put away. You never hear that term.
Now, Jay and Don are on the same stick here. Here we go. Don, good morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house.
Jimmy, Ryan, good morning, fellas.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Ryan. Sorry, Jim, who does the laundry at your house?
It's not important. I don't know why even. That doesn't matter. Yeah, no. It's, well, my wife does. Yes.
Your wife does?
Yes.
So throw it all in the dirty clothes and you're done.
That's the most passive-aggressive thing I've heard in a while.
Yeah, just empty it in the dirty clothes, let her deal with it, right?
Yeah. And Jay, actually, so you know, we got a text message. My husband would put it all in the dirty clothes for me to deal with. So you're not alone. You're not alone, Don.
You know, I do the snow, I do the grass, whatever, you know.
Okay.
It's a simple fix.
All right. It's wow. It's passive-aggressive to the nth degree. Thank you, buddy. Have a good morning.
You guys as well.
Bye. There he goes. What was the one? Okay, wait a minute. You had one that you were reading to me earlier. Was it Robin?
Yeah, Robin and Cannon.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, she said this is exactly like an episode on Everybody Loves Raymond, where Ray doesn't put away the suitcase after they come back from a weekend trip and leaves it in the stairway, and Deborah puts stinky cheese in it to make a point.
What?
You gotta put everything away, Jim. So she just put it in there to see how long it would stay in the hallway.
This episode. Okay, well, yeah, it's still in the hallway, so I got to do that. Ellen texted in, no matter how you look at this, Jim, you're not going to win because you say you're unpacked because you took your clothes out. Women and men have a totally different perspective on this. You're not going to win this war. You might just want to let it go. I agree with your wife. Happy wife, happy life. Okay. I'm just waiting for people to call and agree with me, which is few and far between this morning.
Well, and we're hitting a trigger. We'll have to get to Larry's text.
Larry! All right, hold on. Rick, welcome into Big Jim's house. Go ahead. What do you think?
Hey, nice to talk to you. What I would do, I used to travel a lot doing installations for aircraft tooling. And what I'd do before I'd come home, I'd put all my dirty clothes in the suitcase with my clean clothes. And then when I got home, just dumped it all in the hamper. So I didn't know if it was clean or dirty, so it all ended up getting washed anyways.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right. Okay. All right.
Just dump it all because it's all wrinkled anyways. You don't know. You're not going to wear it anyways. So
yeah, it all needs a fresh wash anyway after traveling and stuff. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
You can always justify that. Yeah.
And besides, all my clothes smelled like Jack Daniels anyway after that reunion.
Right. Yeah, so, they needed a wash.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye. Appreciate you, bud. There it goes. What were you saying?
I think we hit a little note here with Larry. Larry in Roseville texted in and said, so does this mean when your wife says she did the laundry that it's not actually done until it's folded and put away? Because my wife says she did the laundry, but it sits in the basket for 2 days before she folds it. Larry, be careful when you go home. If your wife listens.
Larry!
That's a good point, though. It's the same concept.
You'll notice.
So bring that one up
on that
today.
Text message. No.
Yeah, bring that one up today.
No, here's the other thing. As the resident young guy, the other thing. If you're going to pick a hill to fight on, pick one hill. Men are not wired for multinational conflict.
Yeah, you want to bring up two ones?
One
two
hill.
Of them?
No. No, don't ever do that.
Yeah, you compound a problem with a problem, right? Isn't that how?
Yeah. I'm not doing this. Tony.
Hey, that's like the single life. How you guys doing?
Yeah, wow, really? Yeah, on my anniversary month.
You're making me glad that I'm single because you know, same thing. If I empty my laundry, I empty it out. I put it away, but I usually leave my stuff in there until I need it. You know. But anyways, it's kind of like the way I see it. When you take your clothes off at night, you empty your pockets, right?
Sure.
Now your pockets empty. Or do you got to put that stuff away?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
We call the loose change and key. Oh, yeah.
So Manju puts on here, he agrees with Big Jim. You really don't. You set me up, Mongoose. Not cool.
That's the only way you take the call.
Thank you, Tony. Have a good morning.
You too.
All right, bye. There he goes. Appreciate you, man. 825. fact that we're talking about this on the air now, when I'm concerned I'm going to call Kathy on the way home and see what happens. Somebody texted in and said, did and done are two different things.
Right.
Fine. Fine.
I think you're starting to lose here.
Am I really?
The votes are starting to go the other way, yeah.
For example?
We got 248 said, just put it away.
No.
Remember, happy spouse, happy house. Say it yourself, Jim.
You know what? It's tougher because people actively listen to the show and they actually repeat back. Go ahead.
Here you go. Scott in Roseville. We always love when Scott chimes in. He doesn't hold back.
Yeah.
He said, you're not unpacked until everything is put away, including the suitcase being put back where it belongs. So, yes, you're being a moron. She's your wife, not your maid.
Wow.
Boom.
All right, mic drop. I'll put it away. I'll put it away. Chef Chris, I'm putting the clothes away, Chef Chris. I promise, okay?
Okay, so here's what it is, guys. Jim, yeah. I've been married a long time, and you've already admitted that your wife does your laundry.
Right.
How many other little things does she do that you're not aware of, like picking up stuff you leave laying there, or just the little stuff that eventually will accumulate and she'll say something about? If you want all that to stop, just leave the suitcase in the hallway, or you can just put it away and be done, and she probably won't say much about all the little things that she does that you're not aware of, that you could become aware of very quickly if you don't put away the damn suitcase.
Oh, the sheer volume what Kathy does around the house, raising a family, is, I couldn't put it on 10 pieces of paper. So, yeah. But you know what I would do with it? You know what I'd do with those 10 pieces of paper? I'd put them in the suitcase in the hallway. That's what I would do, Chris.
Oh, I love you, guys, man. Keep it rolling.
You got
it. Have a great weekend, okay?
All right, later. There he goes.
All right.
248-398-9279 is our house phone. I'm afraid to answer phone calls now because Manju's like setting me up on these things.
Titles get you in trouble. Titles.
No, they love you. Okay. It's 8:27. We still got to talk about Veterans Day.
Yes.
I keep looking at my phone because I'm waiting for Kathy. Wait a minute. Jim, what is this one here? Jim, do you realize how many arguments and divorces you caused today? Larry, no.
Yeah, have that on your
conscience.
Welcome to Grounds for Divorce.
I'm gonna put the clothes away when I get home, and I'll put the suitcase away too. Okay, cool. We're cool. We'll do this.
Okay.
Is this how you feel every week? Like there's a bunch of people just stepping on your head?
Yeah, but okay, when cool. You put it away today, you got to make sure, because this is what I do when we go back, and I just give in. You got to make sure that she hears you putting it away.
Okay.
So she knows that you're doing it, because that's always good too.
Well, that's why I leave
the dishwasher. Smack it up against the wall as you're walking.
We're still talking about the suitcase. I got home Sunday night, took my suitcase, took all the clothes out of the suitcase, called my wife Monday after the show, said, hey, I'm unpacked. She's like, no, you are not. You still got clothes sitting on a chair in the bedroom, and the suitcase is in the hallway. I said, I beg to differ. The suitcase is unpacked.
Yes.
I've unpacked the suitcase. Now, I may not have put away the clothing, but it's unpacked.
See, that's it. Yeah, you unpacked, but you didn't put away.
To which she responded with, la, 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 la. She did. She just shut me down on the phone.
Oh.
Give her credit. Pro-level move. So, is the suitcase unpacked or not?
I think the suitcase is unpacked. Right. I'm on your side here.
Thank you. Most people aren't.
Yeah.
Suitcase still in the hallway, by the way, upstairs.
Now you got to make this a game. See how long you can keep it there. Now it's become a challenge.
Exactly.
Can you keep it there for the month of November?
That's right. Instead of no shave November, it's no suitcase put away November. That's what I'm doing. Is this Curly?
Yeah, it is.
Curly, go ahead. What do you think?
I'm just telling this guy to do what he's told. Shut up. Suck it up, Buttercup. I've been married for 40 years. If she's happy, he'll be happy.
Okay.
Why do you want to stir the pot? It's not even worth the aggravation.
Yes, you know, yeah, I know. But I figured Ryan isn't the only one who should get smacked around on the show, so I think I'd take a shot.
Well, it hurts, buddy. Believe me, you can't sleep with one eye open all the time. I guarantee it.
Great call.
All right, guys. Great show, man. Have a good day.
You too, bud. Bye.
Right, bye.
Oh, there goes.
Oh. Usually the person who's mad at me during these grounds for divorce is blowing up my phone because of you.
Heidi is?
Heidi is not happy with you.
How did I get you in trouble? The whole point of me doing this so you wouldn't be in trouble today.
I know, but it didn't matter because now she's yelling at me. How can you be on his side? No! Put your blank away, Jim.
Oh, my God.
Mouth on her.
Yeah, I noticed you didn't mention the other text message about you not picking your clothes up.
Oh, I leave my clothes on the floor all the time, for sure. But this is about you today.
Thanks. Thank you. Tony, welcome into Big Jim's house. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Ryan has it all wrong. He was saying that, you know, when you put the suitcase away, you should, you know, bang it against the walls and make sure she knows she's doing it. You need to take the opposite approach. You need to put it away stealthily, and then you got to see if she notices or not.
Oh, okay.
Because then you see if it was really an issue or not.
Now, well, not necessarily that. How many times if the shoe was on her foot, she didn't do that to you? She comes home, has a hair appointment, and you know, doesn't tell you she had a hair appointment. You come home, and, you know, first thing she expects you to say is, oh, you got your hair cut, you look nice, or whatever, and you don't.
Well, now we're causing fights this morning. I love it.
He's not wrong. You got about a five minute window, man.
Yeah.
You better acknowledge that haircut was done. Now, I will admit,
this is the opportunity to test it the other way.
Now, Tony, I'm gonna confess to something here, and I do this, and I'm not proud of it, but I do it. And as we talk about this, I realize how incredibly guilty I am of doing this. Say I'll clean the shower, right? My wife does an amazing job raising the family, taking care of the house. The stuff she does is unreal. She works her ass off for it.
Right.
I love her. However, when she asks me to do stuff like clean the shower in our bathroom, I'll do it. But when I'm done, I won't put away all the cleaning supplies because I want her to know that I did it. I do this every
that's
time.
A good move.
I do this for everything.
No wonder she wants you to put the suitcase away.
Right. Yeah. If I, like, say I do something silly, like it takes 5 minutes, like changing out the filter downstairs in the basement. I'll leave the old filter right there so she knows I changed it out. I don't understand that. Is that just we're all a bunch of 12-year-olds?
No, that's what...
No, with me, I just get lazy. I mean, I forget project in the house, I'll forget to put tools away.
Yeah, see, now I don't
even
forget.
Even if we're doing it together.
Yeah, no, I just lay them out.
We're doing it together.
Yeah, you perfectly place, strategically place things to know that she did it.
I will take channel locks. I will take channel locks and put them out when I change a light bulb. You don't need channel locks to change a light bulb, but I want her to think how long it took me to do that. Thank you, Tony. I'm not helping myself this morning, am I?
No.
All right, bye. Yeah, this isn't working. Okay. I'll put the suitcase away today. I promise I will.
I think you got to just keep it going for November. See if you can keep it out there the whole month.
You just want me to get in trouble. This has nothing to do with my relationship here. Nothing. Oh, Dan said... Okay, wait a minute. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good, yeah. My idea is a little bit different tact, you know. I mean, I like romance, so I'd, you know, one day put some flowers in there and say, you know, honey, can you empty my suitcase? You know, move it in front so she sees it. Massage oil, candy, you know, something, you know, spark a little romance instead of creating distance.
So I turn this into the suitcase of love.
Ooh.
There you go.
There you go, the suitcase of love. Go.
The romance bucket, whatever you want to call it.
Do you know what my wife would say? She would love if I put the stupid suitcase away. Yeah, that would be
fun. At the end of the day.
I love it,
man. At the end of the day, you will.
The suitcase love. Okay. Thank you, Dan.
Hey, good luck.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to need it. There you go. I'll put it away. I'll put the suitcase away. I'll do it. You never put away your clothes.
Stop. Hey, this is not about me.
I can't drag you into this?
No.
You're no fun.
No, this is
all
you.
You're no fun. Can do this.
If I get a lecture today because of you, we're done.
See, now you're going to... 248-398-9279. Why doesn't Ryan put away his clothes? That's what we're talking about this morning.
Nope.
Dang it.
You're not putting away the suitcase.
I will. I'll put it away today. Oh, here you go. Here's passive aggressive. Trucker Tony, what am I doing?
You're going to take it and put it in the wrong closet.
So no.
Let me finish. So when she goes to look for it, she can't find it. She goes, Jim, where'd you put it? Well, I did what you told me to do. I put it in the closet. Well, you put it in the wrong closet. Well, you know, I'm sorry I messed up. I guess you're just going to have to do it from now on so it's in the right place at the right time.
Okay, Tony, you know, we love you, but yeah, that's really bad advice. That's really bad advice, man. No.
Because the thing is, eventually,
they're like, they're tired of arguing and fighting with you about it. They end up doing it themselves. Okay. Then you're completely out of the picture.
Okay, the fact you're using they, that don't do that. Yeah, no, no, no. No, Tony, no, we're not doing that. Thank you, buddy. Bye.
Yeah, no problem.
There he goes. Hold on. Deanna, I think Deanna gets the last call here. Deanna, last call, Grounds for Divorce. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what we've been talking about, it's a great idea, right? I should stand my ground, leave the suitcase in the hallway, and don't put my clothes away.
No, I was talking more about when you do something, you leave evidence that you have done it. And my ex-husband used to do that all the time, and my girlfriends and I used to talk about it, and we all came to the same conclusion. Our Geiger counter is it hot or is it not? That is not hot. It does not scream, come throw me up against the wall and yeah.
Watch your language.
Sorry.
We had to dump that. Careful. Okay.
Okay, sorry.
All right.
What it says is it's like a difference between a man that has a boyish quality and a boy trying to be a man.
Okay. So we're doing that. All right, well,
that just got deep.
Wow.
All
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how we feel. I'm telling you, most women, that's how we feel about it, whether
it's a great call.
We say it to you or not.
Thank you, Deanna. Appreciate you calling in. That was interesting. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye. There she goes. Okay.
So if you put your suitcase away, look out, Kathy.
Yeah. No, look out, Jim, because she's still going to hit me with it. Hey, Jim's House, 850. Next Wednesday, our I Thank You Veterans Day luncheon. Now, it's the day before Veterans Day, but we want to make sure we can get everybody there because a lot of people plan stuff out on Veterans Day.
Right.
So next Wednesday, the 10th, at Andiamo and Warren, we're teaming up with First State Bank and Vets Returning Home for this year's I Thank You luncheon. Well, we need to know if you want to attend, you can bring a vet. It's you and a guest. Text us. The keyword is
vet.
It's pretty simple. Nominated vet will pick out folks randomly, and then everyone who's selected will get a WCSX prize pack that includes...
Sorry, I was looking at the page. No, we're going to get tickets to see Genesis at Little Caesars Arena on November 29th.
Lower level seats.
Yes, lower level
in
seats.
The slice. Yeah, this is Genesis with Phil Collins. Again, 313 Presents, when we talked to them about it, they were like, we're in. What can we do? So that's them just another way of saying thank you. That's the whole idea behind this. Man or woman in your life is a veteran. Maybe it's you. You don't have to. You can nominate yourself. Tell us a story or just tell us who they are.
Right.
We'll pick people out. You going through them right now?
Yeah, and like I said, it was very cool with the amount of pictures that have been posted up from the different generations of military people here. It's pretty sweet.
Like?
Let me get this one in here. Oh, nominate. Here's an example of somebody nominating their self. Vince nominated himself. He's a Navy vet. Served in the Navy from 1983 to 87. Ooh, look at that. Cool. That's a cool old school Navy photo there.
Oh, that is. That's boot camp right there, dude.
Yeah.
That's your boot camp picture.
It looks cool.
Yeah, we all look like steely-eyed killers coming out of boot camp.
Yeah, don't mess with me, baby.
Yeah. I look like the crazy guy from Full Metal Jacket with my head shaved, but that's a different story. So that's it. That's what we're talking about. Keyword vet. And we're going to be there. Obviously, we'll have some speakers. Andiamo's been so gracious, but I can't say enough about First State Bank. These folks have just been awesome. We love what they do, man.
Yes.
So, 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX. Text us. The keyword again is
VET.
VET. Ooh, Andiamo next Wednesday is going to be fun. Are you going to do Village People in the Navy or
no? No, I told you.
Come on.
I do not want to disrespect anybody.
Looking for adventure in the Navy. Sail the seven seas. You know, not.
No, I don't want to do that. I'll do the, can we do the Army training, sir?
That was the, you mean stripes?
Yeah, there
is that
we
your
go.
Stripes
I was trying
thing?
To look for it.
What kind of?
I can't.
What kind of training did you do? Army training, sir. Okay. Stripes. No, that's all right. That's cool. Yeah, don't do that next Wednesday. Please. Yeah,
okay.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Keyword vet.
You're trying to get me beat up.
If
when
you
we
want
get
to join us,
there.
Yeah. Hell, man. I'll be there with I'll have all my stuff in a suitcase out in front anyway. So, yeah.
We'll get them.
Looking forward to joining you guys next Wednesday, man. It's our I Thank You Veterans Luncheon. We've teamed up with First State. So my buddies ask me, do you really use the DraftKings Sportsbook app? This is my phone, and I've got it on there. Check it out. It's so much fun. The casino part, it's crazy. But what's going on in sports right now, think about it. You've got baseball, you got basketball, hockey, football, college, and pro. It takes it to a next level. It's so much fun. The games become even more enjoyable. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that code CSX. You're going to love it. I know I do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.